KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Let's take a look at high school wrestling from around the area last night. Four teams gathered at Griswold last night for a meet. It was Southwest Valley down in Griswold 27-12. Riverside beat Southwest Valley 63-17. Audubon defeating Southwest Valley 19-18. Riverside beat Griswold 63-18. Audubon over Griswold 25-24, and Riverside beating Audubon 72-12. Also in a meet at Carroll last night, Denison beating Boone 42-34. Carroll topping Denison 72-3. East Sac County beat Denison 64-12. At ACGC last night, it was Bedford Lennox over Coon Rapids Bayard 46-21. ACGC downing Bedford Lennox 53-30. And ACGC over Coon Rapids Bayard 42-22. At Nottoway Valley High School last night, Nottoway Valley picked up a win over Martinsdale St. Mary's 36-34. Nottoway Valley over Pleasantville 42-40. Pleasantville beat Martinsdale St. Mary's 39-35. In some high school basketball action on Thursday night in the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Southwest Valley beating Clarinda 60-26. From the Western Iowa Conference in girls play, it was Underwood falling to Thomas Jefferson 52-26. Corner conference action, girls saw Bedford beat South Page 50-34. Sydney fell to East Atchison 58-48. From the Pride of Iowa Conference, Central Decatur beat Lennox 77-36. In boys basketball last night, out of the Hawkeye 10 Conference, Shenandoah falling to AHSTW by a final of 80-73. Clarinda downing Southwest Valley 87-49. From the Western Iowa Conference, Riverside beat Essex 60-49. Rolling Valley play saw Coon Rapids Bayard beat Woodward Academy 52-44. Out of the Corner Conference, East Atchison beating Sydney 63-61. And out of the Pride of Iowa Conference, Central Decatur beat Lennox 63-33 in boys hoops last night. We've got boys and girls high school basketball tonight for you here on the radio. Chris will be in Creston tonight as the Panthers host Atlantic in a girl-boy doubleheader. Chris will have both games for you tonight here on KJAN. 5:45, he'll be on the air with the pregame. 6 o'clock is tip time on the girls' contest. The boys will follow. That's Atlantic at Creston tonight, live here on the radio. Last night here on the radio, the 18th-ranked Iowa Hawkeyes blew the game open in the second half during an emotional night in Carver Hawkeye Arena. Iowa shot 57% in a 98-84 win over Iowa State. Tyler Cook had 26 points and 11 rebounds to lead the Hawkeyes.
This is a game that's pretty easy to get up for. You know, guys are excited to get to play Iowa State. And so, you know, like you said, I wanted to be on the floor. I wanted to be out there as long as I could. You know, to help my teammates get a win, and that's what we were able to do.
Iowa improves to 7-2 as they bounce back from a 22-point loss at 10th-ranked Michigan State.
Coaches gave us a great game plan, and, you know, we locked into it and came out here and executed. So, you know, I think that the fact that we can play one game at a time, you know, and stay in the moment and move forward, you know, as a unit, one day at a time. I think that's a huge improvement that we made over the past, you know, 3 years I've been here.
The game included a first-half scuffle that resulted in three technical fouls and another scuffle at the end of the game as the Hawkeyes were running out the clock. Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey pulled his team off the court, and there was no handshake.
You know, I have tremendous respect for Steve Prohm, really do. They've got a really good team. They're going to win a lot of games. They've been terrific so far this season. Wish it didn't happen, but it's just competition, and we'll move on.
Iowa State coach Steve Prohm raced on the court twice to separate players. He says an Iowa assistant coach told him to keep his hands off our players.
Fran's got great kids. We got great kids. It's a rivalry game. Things got testy. You know, great win for them. And we'll play them again next year. And that's it.
Prohm says it was a test that the Cyclones needed.
It got chippy at the end, but we should have played better. We should have played harder, you know, and we didn't. You know, but this was good. We needed this game, you know, to see where we're at and what we got to do. I mean, winning on the road's tough, but if you're going to compete for championships, which I think this team can, and you're going to compete down the road in postseason, you got to be able to win on the road.
Freshman Taylen Horton Tucker led the Cyclones with 21 points, as they're now 7-2 as well on the season. Also in a top 25 matchup, number 23 Maryland took a 62-60 loss at Purdue last night. Carson Edwards scored 20 points, and Aaron Wheeler had a season-high 15, and the Boilermakers avoided their first 0-2 start in Big Ten play since 2013-14. Nick McGlynn and Nick Norton combined for 29 points to lead Drake to its fifth straight win, a 75-61 victory over Milwaukee last night. McGlynn had 15 points, and Norton drained 4 of 7 from deep to total 14. Brady Ellingson added 11 while dishing out 5 assists and recording 3 steals. Liam Robbins contributed 9 points while grabbing a career-best 12 rebounds for Drake, as the Bulldogs are now 6-1 on the season. It's a big night for several college football players as a host of annual awards are handed out in Atlanta. AP Player of the Year Kyler Murray of Oklahoma has received the Davey O'Brien Award as the nation's top quarterback. Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa was the winner of the Walter Camp Player of the Year Award. Murray beat out Tagovailoa and Washington State's Gardner Minshew II to become the second straight Sooners QB to win that honor. However, Tagovailoa was the recipient of the Maxwell Award as the outstanding collegiate player. Alabama's Jerry Jeudy wins the Biletnikoff Award as the nation's top wide receiver. The John Mackey Award for the outstanding tight end has gone to Iowa's C.J. Hawkinson. Devin White of LSU has won the Butkus Award as the nation's top linebacker. Kentucky's Josh Allen is the Bronco Nagurski Award winner as the NCAA's finest defensive player. Georgia's DeAndre Baker has claimed the Jim Thorpe Award for the nation's best defensive back, while Andre Smits of Syracuse came away with the Lou Groza Collegiate Place Kicker Award. The University of Maryland has introduced Mike Loxley as its new head football coach. The Washington native, who spent 2 stints as a Maryland football assistant and also served as the Terrapins' interim leader for 6 games in 2015. The Alabama offensive coordinator will remain with the Crimson Tide through the college football playoff. Loxley takes over a program that went 5-7 under interim coach Matt Canada after the June 13th death of offensive lineman Jordan McNair. Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz and Mississippi State coach Joe Moorhead addressed the media in Tampa, where the Hawkeyes and the Bulldogs will meet in the Outback Bowl on New Year's Day. It'll be Iowa's 6th appearance in the Outback.
I remember our first invitation was in 2003, and just how excited we were to have the opportunity to come here, and it's no different. This is our 6th trip back since I've been back at Iowa, and every trip has been really just outstanding for our team, for everybody involved, and our fans included. So I think everybody's really excited about this.
Ferentz says the Outback always provides a tough opponent, and 8-4 Mississippi State is no different.
And when you're talking about a team that's ahead of Alabama defensively, that catches your eye right away, and then they've got a great leader in their quarterback, a big offensive line. So, you know, they're a really good football team and have played in, obviously a great conference. Coach Moorhead's done a really, really good job, and I mean, we got our work cut out. There's no question about that.
This is Mississippi State's first trip to the Outback Bowl.
Certainly very excited for this opportunity for our players, and appreciative of the bowl committee allowing us to be here, and for a very well-deserved and well-earned reward for our kids.
Moorhead is completing his first year as the Bulldogs head coach after serving as the offensive coordinator at Penn State. We'll have that game for you New Year's Day here on the radio. Iowa State coach Matt Campbell and Washington State coach Mike Leach took part in a joint news conference in San Antonio. The Cyclones and the Cougars collide in the December 28th Alamo Bowl. Campbell earned his second Big 12 Coach of the Year award after leading ISU to an 8-4 record.
We couldn't be more honored to represent Iowa State University, our athletic program, and to be able to play in such a prestigious bowl game. I know that when these bowl announcements got made on Sunday, the excitement around our university, certainly our student-athletes, were second to none.
The Cyclones closed the regular season by winning 7 of their last 8 games.
We're humbled and honored to be here and grateful to be able to represent Iowa State University. Quite honestly, to be able to play a program like Coach Leach has built at Washington State, the season that they've had, we certainly know the opportunity and the challenge ahead of us, but really look forward to the opportunity to be here.
Leach was named the Pac-12 Coach of the Year after he led the Cougars to a 10-2 record.
It's exciting. I mean, you got a tremendous. We have great coaches in the Pac-12, and to get that distinction, I mean, is an honor. In the end, it's a team honor. I mean, I think it says a lot about our team. All awards are team awards.
At Alamo Bowl contest, a night game coming up on December 28th. In the NFL last night, Derrick Henry helped the Tennessee Titans improve their chances for an AFC wildcard berth in a convincing 30-9 win over Jacksonville. Henry tied an NFL record with a 99-yard touchdown run, matching Tony Dorsett's run for Dallas against Minnesota in 1983. He set a franchise record with 238 yards on just 17 carries, topping the previous mark of 228 yards set by Chris Johnson in 2009. Henry matched another Titans franchise record with 4 touchdowns to help Tennessee move to 7-6 on the season. The Washington Redskins are asking for privacy for Alex Smith and his family amid reports that he's now dealing with complications from surgery to repair a broken leg. A team spokesman declined to say whether the 34-year-old quarterback is still in the hospital more than 2 weeks after surgery to repair a broken right tibia and fibula. NFL Network and a Washington radio station are reporting that Smith is still battling infection in his right leg and being tended to by doctors. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.